How wonderful. How lucky.
我们不担心将来我们教会啊缺少领敬拜的弟兄姐妹，看到这些孩子们唱得多专注，为他们感谢主。今天是复活主日，我们要欢迎第一次来我们中间的朋友们。
We want to welcome all the new friends who are joining us on this Easter Sunday.
今天教大家学一个字。
I want to teach you a new word.
那我们中文里面是四个字，他也复活。
In Chinese, it says he has risen.
那在希腊文里面只有一个字。
And in Greek, it's only one word.
那从几千年来，很多教会在复活日的早晨。他们都用一个字来彼此问候。
And a lot of churches, throughout history, they use one word to greet each other on the Easter Sunday.
那这个字就是 Agathe.
Agathe.
大家英文学好吗？一起说来。
Agathe. Agathe.
那就读中文的哈，你就看英文，就看读中文就好了。Agathe
啊 ，Agathe.
那你，请你对你周围的人说 Agathe.
If you can just say it to each other, Agathe.
基督已经复活，这是我们为什么每个主日要聚在这儿在敬拜主。
Jesus is risen, and that's why we worship him every Sunday morning.
那复活是基督福音的根基。
Resurrection is the core of Christianity.
那保罗说，如果基督没有复活，我们所信的就是枉然。
Paul says that if Christ has not resurrected, then what we believe is in vain.
那保罗是充满着信心来宣告这样的一个信息。
Paul declared his truth with a lot of faith.
没有复活，基督教就是一个笑话。
If there's no resurrection, then Christianity is just a joke.
如果没有复活，基督教就是一种欺骗。
And it could just be a lie if there's no resurrection.
那耶稣基督复活是基督福音的核心的核心。
And Jesus' resurrection is the core of our faith, our belief.
那今天我们要读的经文是马太福音。
And what are we from the scripture in Matthew chapter 28?
在马太福音他在一开始的时候就告诉你，天使向玛利亚、向约瑟显现。
Matthew 28 talks about how the angels revealed to Mary and the other woman.
然后向牧羊人显现。
And revealed to shepherds.
他告诉大家一个消息，说不要怕。
Telling them a message that don't be afraid.
今天救主为你们降生。
That Christ was born for you.
然后在马太福音的最后结束的时候，天使再次显现。
And then at the end of Matthew, the angel appeared again.
那天使把坟墓门口的石头给挪开。
And the angel rolled away the stone in front of the grave.
然后坐在这个石头上。
And he's sitting on the stone.
然后告诉这些来探望坟墓的妇人们说，不要怕。
And telling these women that visit the grave, do not be afraid.
然后你知道，一个是在耶稣降生的时候，一个在耶稣复活的时候，天使向他们显现。
So one event took place when Jesus was born, and angels appeared again when Jesus was resurrected.
如果大家在读马太福音，耶稣基督上十字架就是三天前星期五的时候，耶稣上十字架的时候发生地震。
And if you read Matthew, you see that when Jesus was being crucified, there was an earthquake.
那磐石可崩裂，坟墓打开。
And all the graves in Jerusalem at that time kind of crack open.
那现在呢？耶稣复活的时候，再次发生地震。
And then when Jesus resurrected, there is another earthquake.
那地大震动，磐石裂开，然后坟墓打开。
And the earthquake was so big that the stone rolled away, and then the grave was open.
我在这告诉弟兄姐妹什么样一个信息呢
？What kind of message am I telling you right now?
耶稣降生跟耶稣复活的时候，有天使显现。
When Jesus was born and when he resurrected, the angel showed up.
耶稣受死的时候，耶稣复活的时候有地震。
When he was crucified and when he was resurrected, there was an earthquake.
那这些告诉你一个重大的信息。
So it tells you a very important message.
复活
resurrection
是上帝的作为。
It's a work of God.
人死了自己不可能复生。
Us human cannot be resurrected by ourselves.
复活是上帝的作为。
Resurrection is the work of God.
上帝可以从无来创造有。
God created this whole world out of nothing.
我们只能从有到有。
We can only create out of things that are already existing.
我们不可能从无来创造有。
We can't create out of nothing.
上帝是上帝，上帝从无可以创造有。
God can create from nothing.
上帝可以让死人从死里复活。
God can resurrect a dead body.
耶稣复活有许多的证据。
There are a lot of evidence with Jesus' resurrection.
那空坟墓是一个证据。
Empty grave is one of the evidence.
向许多人显现是一个证据。
Revealing himself to many people.
那是。门徒们生命的改变是一个证据。
And really, the transformation of disciples' life is another evidence.
本来都是恐惧胆怯的人。
All these disciples, they were afraid, they were running away.
那复活时候，他们充满着勇气。
But they were filled with courage when Jesus is resurrected.
由此教会得以建立。
And so the church was built on that.
所以今天我们是讲复活的一些证据。
So today we're going to talk about some evidence of resurrection.
我告诉弟兄姐妹，我们很难解释复活。
I'm going to tell you that it's really hard to explain resurrection.
你很难明白什么叫复活。
It's hard to understand.
就像我们这个小小的脑袋像一个瓶子一样，小小的瓶子不可能把大海的水全部放在这个瓶子里头。
Our mind is so limited, just like a little bottle trying to fill an entire ocean.
但是可以你经历复活。
But you can experience it.
耶稣基督复活的能力可以在你的生命当中能彰显出来。
The power of resurrection can be in your life and transform your life.
我现在请弟兄姐妹跟我一起来读这些圣经。
So I want you to read the scripture with me.
安息日讲尽，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，那个玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓，忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。看守的人就因他吓到浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。天使对妇人说：“不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方，再去告诉他的门徒。
He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee.
在那里你们要见他，看哪，我已经告诉你们了。
所以
你们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕，又大大的欢喜，逃去，要报给他的门徒。忽然耶稣遇见他们说：“愿你们平安。”他们就上前抱住他的脚，拜他。耶稣对他们说：“不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里不要见我。”让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等的感谢你为我们死，也为我们复活。
Jesus, we thank you that you've died for us and you have resurrected.
如今你在我们的生命当中，在引导我们。
Now that you're in our lives to lead us and guide us.
在释放我们。
To free us.
在安慰我们。
To comfort us.
在引导我们。
To lead us.
我们每天可以经历大能的同在。
That we can experience your power every day.
因此，这复活节的早晨。
Father God, on this Easter Sunday morning,
与你的圣灵再次触摸每个人的心。
I pray that your spirit will touch our heart.
让我们知道你是复活的主。
To know that you are the resurrected God.
你是生命的主。
That you're the God of life.
你已经胜过了死亡，胜过了罪恶。
You have overcame death and sin.
你胜过了阴间的权势。
That you overcame the authority of hell.
你是我们的喜乐，你是我们的盼望。
That you're our joy, our hope.
愿我们口中的言语，心里的意念得蒙你的悦纳。
May our thoughts and the words from our mouth just be pleasing to you.
祷告奉恩主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 我今天跟大家讲三个主题。
I have three main points I want to cover.
复活节是关于生和死。
Easter Sunday is about life and death.
你们大家都很忙，很少想到生和死这么大的问题。
A lot of us are very busy and we don't ever really think about life and death.
那复活节一定会提到坟墓。
But on Easter Sunday, we talk about the grave.
刚才我们读的经文，那些妇人们来坟墓来探望死了的耶稣。
In the scripture we just read, these women came to Jesus' tomb trying to visit Jesus.
他跟我们所有的人都是一样的。
They're just like all of us.
他们不相信有复活。
They don't believe in resurrection.
生活的经验从来没有告诉他们说有人会复活。
Life's experience tells them there's only death at the end.
他们爱耶稣。
They love Jesus.
但是说耶稣死了。
But they knew that Jesus died.
They
saw Jesus being crucified and buried. They saw him being placed into the tomb.
And
it's been 3 days.
And
they come to visit the grave.
They
come to the tomb to look for a dead body.
They're
not here to look for a resurrection
person.
It's a place where dead are buried.
It's
a place of sorrow.
It's a place
of hopelessness.
所以第一点我跟大家分享人生的盼望究竟是什么?
So the first topic I want to talk to you today is about the hope in our life.
我们中间没有一个人对坟墓是陌生的。
All of us are very familiar with just being buried in a grave.
你可能不是常常去坟墓。
Maybe you don't visit a cemetery all that often.
但是你知道有坟墓。
But you know it exists.
但是我们假装坟墓是一个很遥远的地方, 跟我们的生活没有关系。
But a lot of times we just pretend that's something that's really far away from us.
我们这个生活充满着活力。
Our life is filled with so much joy and life.
所以我们觉得不想到这个坟墓的问题。
So we don't tend to think about death and being buried and dying.
但只要我们大脑正常的人都知道,
but all of us who can think logically,
生命有一天会结束。
There's an end to our life.
我们会死。
We will die.
那我们采取什么样的方式来面对死亡这么大的问题呢?
And how do we face death?
99%的人
99% of people
采取自我欺骗的方式。
They try to kind of lie to themselves.
自我欺骗的方式。
Kind of tell themselves that you know, lie to themselves to make themselves feel better.
会死。
You know that you're going to die.
你知道有坟墓在那儿。
You know that there is a grave waiting for you.
但是你欺骗自己。
But you tell yourself a lie.
假装。
You pretend
它不存在。
That it doesn't exist.
你欺骗自己。
You lie to yourself.
不去想它。
You don't think about it.
这是99%的人面临死亡的方式。
So, most people, 99%, that's how they think about death.
但是你不想它不存在。
But just because you don't think about it doesn't mean it's not there.
那个陌生的地方。
So it's the grave, the cemetery, the end, it's like a strange world to you.
但是那个陌生的世界紧挨着我们这活生生的世界。
But this strange world that we're going is really close to us.
那你埋葬老人。
Sometimes when you bury your elderly,
埋葬中年人,
sometimes when you bury a middle-aged person,
埋葬年轻人,
a youth being buried,
甚至埋葬孩子,
or sometimes even a child being buried.
到坟地的人一定会思想一个重大的问题。
And whenever you visit a cemetery, this thought definitely comes to your mind.
我的生命究竟有什么希望?
Is there a hope in my life?
在坟墓里到采访坟墓的人,
those who visit cemeteries,
你面对死者的人,
when you're looking at a person's tomb,
你的大脑在那一刻间变得非常的透明,
at that time it brings a lot of clarity and perspective to you.
那一刻你知道,
at that moment,
你最大的敌人,
you know your worst enemy,
不是你的配偶,
it's not your spouse,
不是你的老板,
it's not your boss,
不是你的同事,
it's not your coworkers,
不是你的父母,
it's not your parents,
也不是你的儿女,
or your children.
那一刻你很清楚,
at that moment,
你最大的敌人是,
you know the worst enemy,
是死亡,
is death.
死亡是你最大的敌人,
death is your worst enemy,
是你最凶悍的敌人,
is the most vicious enemy,
是你永远打不过的敌人,
is one that you cannot defeat on your own.
死亡是最民主的,
it's very it's very fair. Death is very fair.
每个人都会死,
everybody will die,
没有一个人能幸免,
no one can escape that.
现代医疗技术可以提高你生活质量,
you know, with the advance in medicine, it can improve the quality of your life,
但它不可能让你免除死亡,
but it cannot help you escape death.
在坟墓那个地方,
when it comes to a tomb, a grave,
你知道死人就变成尘土,
all of us turn into dust.
你一生所积累的一切 都是捕风,
everything you catch is just like catching wind. 这是圣经上的话，说你一生追逐的东西，就像在追逐一个风一样。 The Bible talks about like everything you try to achieve in your life is really kind of like catching wind. You're not really doing anything.
是不是在坟墓里思想一个问题？我的生活，我的生命有什么希望？
So whenever you visit a cemetery, you think about, is there hope in my life?
这些妇人来到坟墓，他们是充满了绝望。
So these women, they came to the grave and they are hopeless.
他们所爱的主 消失了,
the Jesus that they love
他们的梦想,
passed away.
Their
dreams, their hope are gone.
所以今天我在这儿问我们中间所有的朋友弟兄姐妹,
so let me ask all the brothers, sisters, friends.
人的起点是摇篮,
your origin, your starting point is at that crib, rock and play.
你的终点是坟墓吗?
But is your ending the grave?
那复活节就是一个答案。
And Easter Sunday provides an answer.
这个答案说 no.
The answer is no.
耶稣基督从死里复活。
Jesus is resurrected.
他坟墓是空的。
His tomb is empty.
你知道佛教的创始人，他们常常告诉你，佛祖的牙还存在。
If you talk to Buddhists, they'll tell you that their founder's teeth are still remain.
那告诉你，他们的 founder， 他们的创始人。死了，没有复活。
It tells you that their founder is dead and there's no resurrection.
那耶稣基督的墓是空的。
But Jesus' tomb was empty.
这些妇人带着绝望而来。
These women came with despair.
当他们发现坟墓是空的时候。
But when they realized that the tomb was empty,
他们充满着盼望。
They filled with hope.
耶稣早就告诉他的门徒们。
Jesus already told his disciples.
他生命在我，复活也在我。
That I have life and death.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
Those who believe me, even though they die, they'll live again.
所以复活节的信息就是盼望的信息。
So the message of Easter Sunday is a message of hope.
因为耶稣复活。
Because Jesus is resurrected.
人生的终点不是坟墓。
The end of our life is not just a tomb or a grave.
人生的终点是复活，是身体的复活。
The end of our life is a resurrection of our body.
如果你的眼睛只看到坟墓，
If you only see a grave,
你是个悲观的人。
You're a person filled with despair and sorrow.
你假装坟墓不存在的，你是一个自我欺骗的人。
And you can maybe lie to yourself that doesn't exist.
你不去想它的人，这种不想这个死亡的人，你是个糊涂的人。
Or you can be a fool and you don't even think about it.
因为将来有一天你必须面对它。
Because one day you will have to face it.
在复活节的早晨
，On Easter Sunday this morning，
我们思想坟墓
，Let's think about the grave。
我们思想死亡
，Think about death。
但是我们看到的不仅仅是坟墓和死亡
，But let's not just focus on it。
我们看到死亡背后的复活
，We see the resurrection behind it。
耶稣他从死里复活
，Jesus is alive。
耶稣说：“我是生命，我是复活。
”He says, "I am life, I am resurrection."
所以今天我们问的一个问题是
，So let me ask a question。
我们生命到底有什么盼望
？What kind of hope do you have？
你把这个问题转换成另外一个问题。
And let's maybe turn this question in a different way。
我有没有耶稣
？Do I have Jesus？
如果我有耶稣，我就有盼望。
If I have Jesus, I have hope。
我有耶稣，我的生命的终点就不是坟墓。
If I have Jesus, then the end of my life is not just a grave。
所以你信靠耶稣，是让耶稣的生命进到你的里头来。
So when you believe in Jesus, it's allowing His life to take over your life。
所以耶稣的生命就是成为你的生命。
His life becomes your life.
耶稣的复活就是你的复活。
His resurrection becomes your resurrection.
将来有一天我们像耶稣一样从死里复活。
And one day we'll all be resurrected.
所以基督徒的人生永远是积极的人生。
So a Christian's life is one with that's optimistic.
因为他看到未来是复活的生命。
Because they always see there is resurrection.
是荣耀的生命。
It's a glorious life.
死亡不是我们的终点。
Death is not the end.
所以复活这个信息。
So,The message of Easter Sunday is filled with hope.
那第二
the next thing I want to share with you.
当妇人们来探望这个坟墓的时候，有天使向他们显现。
When the woman visited the tomb, angels showed up.
天使告诉说，他已经复活了。他曾经告诉你们，就像他所说的一样，他真的复活了。
The angel tells the woman, "He is not here. He has risen, just as he said."
所以复活是一种宣告。
So it's a declaration.
所以耶稣所讲的话是真的。
That whatever Jesus has said is true.
耶稣曾经多次告诉门徒们，他要受死，三天以后他要复活。
Jesus told his disciples many times that he will be crucified, but in 3 days he will rise again.
他必须复活。
So he has to.
如果他不复活，他过去所讲的话都是假的。
If he has not resurrected, everything he said was false.
所以耶稣复活是告诉大家。证明他所说的话是真的。
So his resurrection tells people that he is the truth.
但今天早上告诉弟兄姐妹一件事情。
This morning I want to share this with you.
耶稣基督的复活是上帝宣告耶稣为义。
His resurrection is God declaring that Jesus is righteous.
所以提摩太前书的3:16上面说，圣灵叫他称义。
If you look at 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says, He was justified by the Spirit.
那这讲什么呢？
And what does this mean?
耶稣上十字架，有几股大的力量把他推向十字架。
Jesus being crucified, there are a couple of forces working to put him on the cross.
耶稣曾经讲过， 他说如果我不自己不把生命舍了，没有人夺取我的生命。
He said that there's no one can take my life unless I laid it down myself.
但是就这个人类世界的各种的力量来说，
But if you look at what the world is from world's perspective,
你发现耶稣是被犹大出卖的。
You see that Jesus was betrayed by Judas.
犹大为了自己的经济的利益出卖了耶稣。
Judas, for his own desire, he betrayed Jesus.
当时那些宗教领袖，有大祭司跟文士们。
All the religious leaders,
为了维护自己宗教的系统，
to protect their religious system,
他们判耶稣为罪。
They plot against Jesus and put him to the cross.
那些律师们、律法师们，他们找假见证来陷害耶稣。
All the teachers of law, they falsify evidence.
那些希律王和罗马总督，比拉多。
King Herod and Pilate,
为自己的政治利益，明明知道耶稣无罪，还判耶稣死刑。
Knowing that Jesus is sinless, but for their own political interest, they crucified him.
那些罗马的兵丁们服从上级的命令。
Those Roman soldiers,
好像他们没有办法，必须要服从命令。
They felt like they had to obey their commanders.
可是他们为耶稣穿上紫袍，戴上荆棘冠冕。
They put a robe on Jesus and put a crown made of thorn on his head.
他们嘲讽耶稣，鞭打耶稣。
They mock him, they whip him.
吐沫在耶稣的脸上。
They spit on him.
在耶稣面前下跪，来戏弄他，来侮辱他。
They bow before Jesus, mocking him.
这些军人们没有怜悯之心。
These soldiers have no mercy.
还有许多老百姓。
And there are a lot of commoners.
他们曾经受过耶稣的医治，
these people who've experienced healing from Jesus.
当比拉多给他们一个选择的时候，
but when they were given a choice,
说你要耶稣还是要我释放一个强盗巴拉巴给你们？
And do you want Jesus or Barnabas?
在古代有一个习惯。
At that time, they have a custom.
就是每到这个节日的时候，他们要释放一个囚犯。
During this Easter, during this Passover, they are allowed to release a prisoner.
他说：“你要耶稣，还要这个囚犯巴拉巴
？”Do you want Jesus? Do you want Barabbas?
老百姓一起呼喊说
：“And all these people yelled,
我们要巴拉巴，不要耶稣。
We want Barabbas, we don't want Jesus.
我们要钉耶稣上十字架，钉死他。
Well, let's crucify Jesus.
钉死他
，crucify him.
说弟兄姐妹，十字架是一面镜子
，and so.The cross is like a mirror.
耶稣上十字架是个大的镜子，巨大的镜子。
It's a huge mirror.
它照出了罪恶隐藏在我们生活的每个领域当中。
It reveals all the sins in our life.
罪隐藏在经济领域、政治领域、军事领域、宗教领域、法律领域，
甚
至堕落的民主当中。
Sins are rooted in politics, in military, in economics.
还有民主，堕落的民主。
And people.
那犹大代表的是个经济，因为他为30两银子出卖耶稣。
Judas represents just money, right? He betrayed Jesus for just 30 silver.
那大祭司代表宗教。
And the priests represent religion.
那律法师代表法律。
And the lawyers represent the law.
洗利比拉多代表政治。
King Herod and Pontius Pilate, they represent the government.
那兵丁代表军事。
And soldiers represent the military.
老百姓代表堕落的民主。
And then there's all these people that just represent all of us.
所以这些力量联合起来，把耶稣钉在十字架上。
So all these forces working together and put Jesus on the cross.
如果耶稣没有复活
，So if there's no resurrection,
如果耶稣只是死了
，If Jesus just died,
那告诉你一个人生的一个可怕的事实。
It tells you if that was the case, it will reveal a very very scary truth.
在这个世界，强权可以得胜。
It basically tells you that whoever's got the biggest fist will win.
不义可以得胜。
It's okay to be unrighteous.
罪恶可以得胜。
That sin will overcome.
堕落的民主制度可以得胜。
That a corrupted political system will eventually be okay.
你可以指鹿为马。
You can point at something and call something else out.
你把罪恶当成良善。
You can treat evil as good.
你把无耻可以当成公义。
You can treat something as shameless as righteousness.
你可以把黑暗当成光明。
And treat darkness as light.
如果死亡就是一切的结束
，if death is just the end，
这个世界上没有标准，没有绝对的公义，没有绝对的良善。
There is no good. There is no righteousness.
我们照着每个人就像一个蚂蚁一样。
We're just like a little ant.
有强大的权势可以踏死我们。
Something that's bigger than can just stumble over us.
但耶稣复活了。
But Jesus is resurrected.
当耶稣复活的时候，这个兵丁。代表罗马的军事力量，他扑倒在地。
And when Jesus resurrected these soldiers, they flee and they fall on the ground.
他如同死人一般。
They're really much like dead.
你要知道，当时罗马世界是第一强国。
You have to know that Roman Empire is the strongest nation at the time. 罗马的军事力量代表世界上最庞大的力量。They have the greatest military power.
在复活的那一天，站立不住了。
But before the resurrected Lord, it just crumbled.
复活是上帝的宣告。
So resurrection is God's declaration.
你们错了。
That this world is wrong.
犹大你错了。
Judas is wrong.
宗教你错了。
Religion is wrong.
经济领域有问题。
Trying to follow money is just wrong.
政治领域里有邪恶。
There's this evil in the political system.
民主并不是完美。
The people are not perfect.
就复活是宣告耶稣基督是那真正的义者。
So resurrection just is a declaration that Jesus is the only righteous one.
所以耶稣的复活是圣灵让他称义。
So his resurrection is him being justified by the Spirit.
在复活的主的面前。
Before a resurrected Lord,
无论是政治、经济、军事、法律和民主
，whether it's politics, military, economic，
它力量有多强大
？No matter how powerful these things are，
邪恶就是邪恶
，they're still evil。
不义就是不义
，evil is still evil。
罪恶就是罪恶
，and sin is sin。
所以耶稣是真正的义者
，only Jesus the righteous one。
你知道我们从很多人是中国大陆过来，我们都讲一句话说，我们相信公义比圣。
A lot of us from China, we believe that righteousness will be victorious at the end.
如果没有复活，这是谎话。
But if there is no resurrection, then this statement is not even true.
耶稣基督复活是告诉你，上帝是真正的公义者。
Because his resurrection tells you that Jesus is the only righteous one, and God is the only righteous one.
所以耶稣基督是真正的义者。
So Jesus is the only righteous person.
他没有罪，为我们成为罪。
He has no sin, but he bare our transgression.
他没有不义，为我们成为不义。
He's holy and pure, and he becomes unrighteous.
所以圣经说他来，将来要来审判万民。
And so God has given him the authority that one day he'll come back and judge this world.
所以耶稣基督的复活是上帝的宣告。
So Jesus' resurrection is a declaration from God.
上帝是耶稣基督是义者。
That Jesus is righteous.
所以十字架显明了人类的罪。
And so the cross revealed the sin of mankind.
让我们来思想一下。
Let's think about this.
在这个世界，许多人为了自我的利益，就像犹大一样。
A lot of us are like Judas, that we pursue based on our own interests.
你可以出卖你的家人，出卖你的亲友，出卖你的朋友，可以出卖你的良知。
You can betray your loved ones, your family, your friends, even your conscience.
有些人就像律师一样，这 lawyer 他们一样。
Some people are like lawyers.
他为了自己的好处，他可以扭曲。
They can twist the truth, twist the law just for their own benefit.
妄作见证
and make up false evidence.
很多时候，我们就像那些人群中的一个人一样，他们在随着这个世界的潮流，随着大流，人云亦云。
Or maybe we're just like one of those people that's in the crowd, following the trend, following what everyone else is doing.
人们呼喊说：“钉他十字架！”
When everyone is saying, "Crucify him,"
我们也跟人说：“钉他十字架！”
We just follow and say, "We crucify him."
我们不知道我们自己讲什么。
We have no idea what we're doing.
到有一天，我们一旦有了权势以后，我们就像那大祭司一样。
And maybe one day we were given authority and we become like the priest.
要维持我们自己的那个价值系统。
We're trying to protect our own system.
我们变得非常像法利赛人一样。
We become very like the Pharisees.
比如说，一旦我们有了权力，像希律王、像比拉多一样。
Or maybe you're given authority like King Herod and Pilate.
我们为了维护自己的权势，不顾是非。
To protect your own interest, you don't really care about whether it's right or wrong.
有的时候，我们像罗马兵丁一样，迫于无奈。
Sometimes we're like the Roman soldiers.
可是我们变得方丈没有灵敏之心。
We think we just have to follow orders, and we lose our the mercy and the goodness in us.
十字架显明人的罪。
And then the cross revealed all this.
十字架显明上帝的审判。
It revealed the judgment of God.
但复活是显明，是宣告耶稣基督是义者。
But resurrection is a declaration that Jesus is righteous.
只有在耶稣的义的里头，我们才成为义。
Only when we have the righteousness of Jesus that we can be called righteous.
我请弟兄姐妹一起给我读这段经文。
Can we read this together?
耶稣被叫的人是为我们的过犯，复活是教我们称义。如果没有耶稣被称义，我们永远不可能称义。
If there's no Jesus, then we'll never be justified and be righteous.
只有在耶稣的义的里头。我们才被称义。
Only when we're in the righteousness of Jesus that we're being justified.
什么叫被称义呢
？What does it mean by being justified?
你可以站在上帝的面前。
It means that you can stand in front of our Creator God.
面对上帝公义的审判。
And face His righteous judgment.
所以今天是复活节的早晨。
And so on this Easter Sunday,
我盼望大家所有的弟兄姐妹和朋友们明白。
I want all of us to understand this.
耶稣的复活是上帝宣告罪必须有审判。
Jesus' resurrection is God's declaration that sin will be judged.
义最终要得胜。
But righteousness will be victorious at the end.
我们这些不义的人只有在耶稣的义的里头我们才能面对永恒的上帝。
And unless we're in Jesus Christ, otherwise we'll not be able to face our Creator.
那第三个要点。
And the last point.
这是天使们来告诉瘫痪坟墓的玛利亚。
These angels come and visit the tomb and the angel tells them.
这是两个玛利亚。
Tell these two Marys.
在这短短的十二节经文当中。
And just short 10-12 verses here.
有四次提到恐惧害怕。
Four times talks about fear.
当天使向妇人们显现的时候妇人们非常的恐惧。
When the angels showed up, the women were afraid.
那些兵丁们也非常的恐惧。
The guards that were there, they're also afraid.
这些恐惧到一个结果到一个程度他们爬在地上如同死人一样。
They're so scared, they're shaking on the ground like a dead man.
但是妇人们的恐惧跟兵丁的恐惧不一样。
But the woman's fear is kind of different from these guards.
妇人们恐惧还有喜乐。
The woman, although they're afraid, they also feel joy.
但是兵丁们没有喜乐。
But there's no joy for the guards.
只有恐惧。
They only have fear.
所以当耶稣复活的时候那向门徒显现的时候像这些妇女们再次显现的时候妇人们非常的恐惧。
When Jesus was resurrected and the angel revealed himself to the woman, the women were afraid.
然后耶稣对这些妇人们说不要惧怕。
Jesus showed up and tell the disciples, do not be afraid.
然后耶稣告诉他们说愿你们平安。
And then Jesus tells them greetings.
请弟兄姐妹
do not be afraid.
你愿你们不要惧怕愿你们平安。
Jesus greets them and said, do not be afraid.
那这句话原来的意思是说 rejoice.
And in its original Greek, it means rejoice.
那先是天使向妇人们显现。
So the angel shows up first and revealed to the woman.
然后天使们告诉两个妇人。
And the angel tells the two women.
耶稣也复活了。
That Jesus is risen.
你们来看空坟墓。
Just come and see the place.
然后你们赶快去告诉他的门徒。
And then go quickly and tell the disciples.
说耶稣复活了。
That he is risen.
所以这儿天使叫他们三个动作。
So there are three commands that the angel tells the woman.
第一个是来 come, see and go.
It says come, see and go.
叫他们去赶快报告这个耶稣复活的好消息。
Go tell the disciples quickly.
所以门徒们非常的恐惧，也是充满的喜乐，就离开坟墓。
So these women, they were afraid, but they feel joy and they left this tomb.
坟墓没有拘禁耶稣。
The tomb was not able to contain Jesus.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus is risen.
所以他们赶快去报告门徒的好消息，告诉门徒们复活的好消息。
So these women ran off and they wanted to go see the disciples.
就在他们报信的路上耶稣向他们显现了。
Jesus on their way to see a disciple, Jesus suddenly appeared.
耶稣说愿你们平安。
And Jesus says, peace with you, greetings.
你不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
然后这些妇人抱着耶稣的脚要来敬拜他。
And they bow down and they want to worship Jesus and want to hold on to his feet.
然后耶稣讲同样的话说你们快去告诉我的那些弟兄们。我要在加利利见他们。
And Jesus said the same thing that the angel says. Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.
圣经的记载非常有意思。
It's really interesting what the Bible recorded here.
天使所讲的话跟耶稣讲的话是一样的。
What Jesus was telling the woman, what the angels were telling the woman, what Jesus was telling the woman are exactly the same.
如果我差派你去做一件事情，你去了。
You're being sent out to do something.
我突然在路上也遇见你，又叫你停下来，然后告诉你同样的话。
And as you're going, I stop you halfway and I'm telling you the same thing again.
这不是多此一举吗？
Is a little overdone.
耶稣告诉这些妇人们，没有什么新的信息在里头。
What Jesus was telling the angel, the woman is really no new information.
那为什么耶稣向这些门徒们显现呢？
But why did Jesus show up in front before these women?
耶稣在路上 让耶门徒们停下脚中向他们显现，是告诉他们一个重大的信息。
Jesus stopped these women on their way to see a disciple to reveal a very important truth.
你不仅仅去传一个复活的信息。
You're not just going to share a message of resurrection.
你可以经历我的复活。
But you're there to experience my resurrection.
复活不仅仅是大脑的一个概念。
Resurrection is not just a pure information.
不仅仅是一个历史的一个事实。
It's not just a historical event.
它是一个人生的，你生活的每一天，你可以经历它。
It's something you experience in your life.
耶稣不是个死的耶稣。
Jesus is not dead.
耶稣是个复活的耶稣。
But he is alive.
他可以跟你说话。
He can speak to you.
他可以遇见你。
He can meet you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，耶稣永远是同时代的人。
Brother and sister, Jesus is present.
无论在什么时代，无论在什么地方，
It doesn't matter
耶稣永远
when, where.God, He is present.
他可以在你的生活当中。
He can be in your life.
这是复活的耶稣。
He's the resurrected Jesus.
在我们生活的每一天，你可以经历他的同在。
You can experience Him every day.
他的同在就可以改变你的生命。
And by this experience, it transforms your life.
然后这些妇人们说，叫他们到加利利去。
And these women were told to go to Galilee.
告诉他的门徒们都到加利利去。
And told all the disciples to go to Galilee.
就告诉我这些弟兄们。
Go tell my brothers.
这些弟兄们是谁呀？
Who are these brothers?
就是他的那些门徒。
All the disciples.
耶稣可以说你去告诉那些胆小鬼们。
Jesus can easily tell the woman, go talk to all these cowards who ran away.
我上十字架他们全跑了。
I am on the cross and they all ran away from me.
遇到一点问题马上就是沮丧了。
They cave after, you know, just having a little problem.
你去告诉这些背信弃义的人。
Go tell these people they who betray me.
耶稣没有这么说。
But Jesus didn't do it that way.
耶稣，你们去告诉我的弟兄们。
Jesus says, "Go tell my brothers."
他仍然是我的弟兄。
They're still my brothers.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，无论你过去发生了什么，耶稣知道你，所以他。
No matter what happened in your life, brothers and sisters, Jesus knows that you belong to Him.
复活的基督不是来打击，不是来报复的。
Jesus didn't come back for revenge.
他向你显现是让你爱他。
He revealed to you so that you can love Him.
是让你遇见他。
That you can experience Him.
好让他复活的能力改变你的生命。
So the power of resurrection will transform your life.
他说你到加利利去。
Go to Galilee.
为什么这些门徒一到去加利利干什么呢？
Why do they have to go to Galilee?
为什么不在耶路撒冷见这些门徒呢？
Why not just stay in Jerusalem?
为什么要去加利利呢？
Why do you have to go back to Galilee?
因为加利利是门徒们被呼召的地方。
Because Galilee is where the disciples were first called.
基督要告诉这些门徒们。
Jesus wants to tell the disciples,
复活的救主就是呼召你的那位救主。
The resurrected Jesus is the one that calls you.
那位呼召你的救主就是为你上十字架的救主，为你复活的救主。
The one that calls you is also the one that died.
所以我们永远不要忘记主给你的呼召。
So don't forget His calling for you.
所以为你上十字架的救主，就是为你复活的救主。
Jesus that called you, so it's Jesus that died for you.
所以去加利利是告诉你，他的呼召是永远有效的。
He tells the disciples to go back to Galilee to tell them that His call is forever.
无论你多么的软弱。
Doesn't matter how weak you are.
你背叛过他。
Or you betrayed him.
你欺骗过他。
Or you forsake
him. 你否认过他。
You deny him.
可他记得他是呼召你的主。
But Jesus, remember, he's the one that calls you.
为你复活的主就是呼召你的主。
The one that calls you is the one that resurrected.
所以叫他们去加利利。
So these disciples are told to go to Galilee.
这些门徒们见到复活的主以后，他们的生命完全改变了。
When they see Jesus, their life was totally transformed.
彼得在耶稣上十字架之前，他三次否认耶稣。
Peter denied Jesus three times on the cross.
他否认耶稣。
He said he doesn't know Jesus.
可是复活之后，他充满着能力。
But then he was filled with power.
他可以为耶稣复活做见证。
He testified for Jesus.
他把生死放在一边。
He knows no longer of life and death.
And
there's one time he was being put to prison.
在监牢里头，他根本不知道明天是不是活着，还明天会被砍头。
Not knowing whether he's going to live or die for the next day.
在古代，一个人在囚牢里头，被在监狱里头，旁边有两个兵丁跟他锁在一起。
And so he was actually being cuffed with two other guards.
就为了防止这个犯人会逃跑。
And that's just to avoid him from running away.
在夜晚，在监牢的里头。
But at night, Peter was in the prison.
两边有两个罗马的兵丁。
With two guards next to him.
你知道彼得在做什么？
And do you know what Peter was doing?
如果是你，你会想到什么？
What would you be doing if you're in the prison?
我还有明天吗？
Do I still have tomorrow?
我的太太怎么办？
What's going to happen to my spouse?
我的岳母怎么办？
How about my mother-in-law?
我的未来怎么办？
My future.
我明天还有希望吗？
Do I still have hope for tomorrow?
那天晚上你会不会睡觉？
Would you,
会不会睡?
Would you sleep that night?
会不会睡觉? 我想你彻夜难眠。
I bet you stay awake the whole night.
你看看彼得。
But if you look at Peter,
他呼呼大睡。
He's sleeping soundly.
他睡得非常的深。
Very peaceful.
如果天使不拍他的话,
if the angel didn't wake him up,
他该睡到自然醒。
He'll sleep until he wakes up naturally.
在那么艰难的环境当中, 他里面充满着平安。
In that kind of situation, he's filled with peace.
他的力量从什么地方来?
Where did that peace come from?
耶稣上十字架，他三次否认耶稣。
When Jesus was being crucified, he denied Jesus three times.
他现在面对砍头的时间时刻，他居然呼呼大睡。
But now he could just die tomorrow, and he's sleeping soundly.
你可以感受他内在的那种平安吗？
He's filled with peace.
他一点不惧怕。
He's not afraid.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，为什么你的生活中充满了惧怕？
Brothers and sisters, why are you filled with fear?
因为撒旦把个谎言放在你的脑子里。
Because Satan has put a lie in your mind.
撒旦告诉你,
the Satan tells you,
这个世界是唯一的世界,
that the world is what you see.
你永远的财富是唯一的财富,
all the wealth that you have is the only thing that you have.
你永远的生命是唯一的生命,
the life that you have is the only life that you have.
你生活只有五十年、八十年、一百年的时间,
you only have 50, 80, 100 years.
然后永远就消失了,
and then you'll vanish forever.
人生的终点就是坟墓,
the end is the grave.
所以你充满了恐惧,
so you're filled with fear.
我只有这点财富, 我甚至就没有了。
If I lose all my wealth, then I have nothing.
我只有这个生命，失去这个生命就没有了。
If I lose my life, then I have nothing.
我只有这一生，失去这一生就没有了。
And this is all the time I have.
可是彼得他看到复活主以后就知道，有一个永恒的世界是真实的。
But when Peter saw that Jesus was resurrected, he knows that there is eternal life.
在我这一生之外，还有一个永恒的生命。
There is still a life beyond this world.
我失去地上的财富，还有天上的基业。
Even when I lose everything in this world, I still have treasure in heaven.
我不仅仅有八十年，我还有万万年。
And not just have 80 years in his life, I have eternity.
所以他安然的在艰难的环境中安然的入睡。
So and when he's being locked out in prison, he can sleep soundly.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我知道我们中间有些人仍然活在恐惧当中。
So brothers and sisters, I know some of you might still be living in fear.
活在忧伤当中。
Or you're living in sorrow.
好像活在星期五。
You're still in Friday.
那是一个受难的日子。
A day of crucifixion.
黑暗的日子。
A day of darkness.
忧伤的日子。
Day of sorrow.
那有些人活在星期六。
Some of you living Saturday.
困惑。
You're confused.
迷茫。
You're lost.
不知道我所爱的人去什么地方。
You don't know where you're going.
上帝告诉我们，基督已经复活了。
But God tells us He has risen.
要活在星期天。
He had to live in Sunday.
因为复活冲破了死亡。
Because resurrection defeated death.
你在耶稣基督里。
You are in Christ.
你不仅仅是有这一生。
You don't just have this life.
你不仅仅有这点财富。
Not just the wealth that you collect.
你不仅仅有这些日子。
Not just the days you spend on this earth.
耶稣是你的耶稣。
Jesus is your Jesus.
耶稣的生命可以成为你的生命。
His life will become your life.
知道为什么来到这个世界呼召你。
That's why he came to call you.
他就是你生命的盼望。
He's your hope.
你除了耶稣之外，你还有什么盼望
？What a hope do you have？
我们求主来把复活的信息放在我们的里头。
So we pray that this message of resurrection will be in our heart。
我知道我们中间有些弟兄姐妹，你心中的耶稣是死的。
I know that some of you, yeah, you think you have Jesus, but Jesus is really dead in your life。
所以你的生活没有能力。
So there is no power in your life。
或者你的耶稣很小。
Or maybe your Jesus is very small。
或者你的耶稣很软弱。
Your Jesus is very weak.
所以你的生活充满着软弱。
So your life is filled with weakness.
充满着灰心和绝望。
Filled with despair.
可是耶稣已经复活了。
But Jesus is risen.
他是生命的主。
He's Lord of your life.
世界上还有什么比死亡权势更大呢？
Is there any worse enemy than death itself?
死亡都不能胜过耶稣，还有什么可以胜过耶稣的？
If death cannot overcome Jesus, what else can overcome Jesus?
这就是复活的能力在你的里头。
So this is the power of resurrection in your life.
当耶稣复活的时候，地大震动。
When Jesus was resurrected, there is an earthquake.
这些妇人们的心被震动了。
These women were stirred up.
然后耶稣告诉这些妇人们说：“去，告诉我的门徒们。”耶稣已经复活了。
And these women were told to go and tell my disciples, my brothers, that I have risen.
然后这些门徒们遇到一复活的主，又去告诉别人说耶稣复活了。
And these disciples, they see Jesus and they go out and go they tell.
然后他们去耶路撒冷传讲复活的基督。
They go to Jerusalem and preach the message of resurrection.
到犹太全地传扬耶稣的复活。
All of Judea.
然后到撒玛利亚传扬主的复活。
Go to Samaria.
然后到罗马传扬主的复活。
Go to Rome.
然后到中国就传扬主的复活。
Go to China.
到英国、到法国、到美国来传扬耶稣的复活。
Go to Europe. Go to US. Go to all these different continents.
你看到那个耶稣基督复活的那个地震的震波在不断的扩散，不断的扩散。
And you see this earthquake just kind of started rippling through the whole world.
我们中间很多的弟兄姐妹。
A lot of us.
我爸爸的所有的弟兄姐妹在这里。所有的弟兄姐妹。
I pray all the brothers and sisters here.
这个复活的震动力触动了你的心。
This earthquake will also stir you up.
把你那个刚硬的岩石给震碎了。
It'll crack up that stone heart of yours.
让基督进来。
And so Jesus can come in.
这是复活的主。
The resurrected Lord.
是我们唯一的盼望。
It's the only hope we have in life.
复活的主在启示录里面讲这一段话，我们一起来读来。
In Revelation, this is what he said.
不要惧怕，一起读来，一起读。不要惧怕，我是所生的，我是幕后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了。这活的永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。全世界没有一个人敢讲这样的话。
There's no one that can declare this.
如果你身边的一个人告诉你说，我死过，现在活过来。
If someone in your life tells you I'm dead and now alive,
我想你马上就会逃走。
And you're probably running away.
可是耶稣说，我死了，我又活了。
Jesus says, I was dead.
我要活到永永远远。
Life forever and ever.
他说死亡和阴间的钥匙。
He says I have the keys to death and hell.
弟兄姐妹，这是复活节的信息。
This is the message of Easter.
主说愿你们平安。
He said, Jesus says, rejoice.
没有这样的基督，何来真正的平安？
If we don't have Jesus, where will we have our peace and joy?
最后，我请弟兄姐妹再次跟我说。
I just want you to learn this word with me again at the end.
Agathe.
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 基督已复活。
He has risen.
He has risen.
He has risen.
Agathe.
Agathe.
来，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你为我们受死。
Father, we thank you for that you died for us.
谢谢你为我们复活。
And then thank you for that you are alive.
因为你复活，我们能面对明天。
Because you're alive, we can face tomorrow.
因为你掌管明天。
Because you hold tomorrow.
你掌管这个宇宙。
You hold this universe together.
你就是我们的盼望。
That you are our hope.
你就是我们的喜乐。
You are our joy.
你的复活的能力可以充满我们。
Your power of resurrection can
除去我们里面的恐惧胆怯。
Remove all the fear out of our life.
让我们过一个得胜的生活。
So that we can live a victorious life.
让我们成为 Easter people. 这有复活盼望的子民。
We are people who are filled with hope of resurrection.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 谢谢谢谢。Good translation. Thank you.
弟兄姐妹啊，慕道朋友平安。下面由教会诗班和青少年弦乐队要共同呈现的一个特别音乐作品，叫《哈利路亚大合唱》。这个作品是选自于享誉世界的清唱剧大型声乐作品《弥赛亚》。弥赛亚呢是出生于德国后定居英国的作曲家亨德尔。在1941年的夏天，仅用24天的时间神速完成的。当时是处于生活窘境，经受了很多身体、事业、心灵重重打击的亨德尔，在读到他的朋友查尔斯·杰宁斯的歌词创作《弥赛亚》，这个几乎是完全出于圣经经文的歌词，使他受到很大的触动。在圣灵的感召下，他决定为歌词谱写圣乐。当他写到《哈利路亚大合唱》，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，万王之王，万主之主。他作王直到永永远远， 亨德热泪盈眶，他说我看到天开了，我看到神的荣耀。
I'm going to use English to briefly explain to you about Messiah. But first, I'd like to acknowledge our elder Ye, who has been spending so much time coordinating and get the youngsters together to accompany the choir. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Well, Handel's Messiah was written in 1741. It's one of the most famous oratorio ever performed. It was during the time when Handel suffered decline of his popularity as an opera composer, bankruptcy, as well as in poor health. He came across a libretto written by his friend Charles Jennens. The libretto is based on Bible scriptures depicting Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection. Handel was inspired to set it to music. It took him only 24 days to accomplish this task. Giving thanks and acknowledging the providence of God, Handel cried out, "I saw heaven open and saw the very face of God." Well, here's something interesting for us to know. King George II attended the performance of Messiah in London. When Hallelujah chorus was sung, the king was so moved and stood up, exclaiming, "It is a song of heaven." 天国之歌. Hence, the entire audience stood up with the king. Therefore, it became a tradition that when Hallelujah chorus is sung, everybody stands up. So, 我们大家会在这个 Hallelujah Chorus 唱的时候都要站起来，因为那个时候那个 King George 啊，那个皇帝啊，听到这首歌的时候，他站起来，他说这是天国之歌。那么我们今天呢，请大家也站起来。那么我们诗班先唱一遍，然后转过身来，我们一起同声唱第二次啊。来，我们的心里就充满感谢，赞美神，赞美神的复活，耶稣的复活。
我想利用这个时间特别感谢我们诗班，他们为了排练这首诗歌花了很多的时间，那我们为他们要感谢主啊。I want to take this opportunity to give thanks to the Lord for our choir. They took so much time to practice. This is a wonderful choral. May the Lord bless our choir. Continue to use our choir to glorify His name. 我们要再一次为我们的诗班来献上感谢，好吗？一起鼓掌。好，谢谢。